Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I too will be brief. I want to parrot some of what Mary Ellen just said, but again, our members own convenience stores, and this is a very large portion of what brings their customers in the doors. Not just the slim margins that they make on a pack of cigarettes, but they come in and they buy a lot of other products, and that is how we gain our revenue. We are very understanding of the issue that tobacco products bring from a health point of view. And our members, too, make a very robust effort to make sure that youth do not purchase these products, and we would be in favor of any kind of electronic age verifications, things like that, not just on the menthol cigarettes, but anything else. The one thing that I know will be very frustrating to us is to not see the goal accomplished of reducing smoking, because these products are going to be purchased from the internet and out of state, and people will still be using them, because we're not prohibiting the use, we're prohibiting the sale in New Jersey. That will be extremely frustrating to see the tax revenues lost, to see the revenues in our stores lost, yet we didn't accomplish the goal of having people reduce their smoking. Smoking is down substantially over the years, and it's because people have learned of the health effects of smoking. That should continue, but we shouldn't do anything to push business to another state or on the internet and lose revenues for our small businesses while not accomplishing the task at hand. Thank you very much. I appreciate your attention.